From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Bush has arrived in Tanzania. He was in the West African nation of Benin earlier today. He's beginning a five-nation African tour focusing on health care and anti-corruption efforts. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
President Bush spoke to Benin's President Boni Yayi about HIV/AIDS and malaria prevention. He also congratulated the people of Benin for their commitment to democracy. But the president answered questions from reporters about conflict-ridden nations on the other side of the continent, including Sudan with its troubles in Darfur, and Kenya, which is reeling from a disputed presidential election.
We're going to be in the neighborhood in Kenya, in Kenya's neighborhood, and that's why I'm sending Secretary Rice there. To help the Kofi Annan initiative, all aimed at having a clear message that there be no violence and that there ought to be a power-sharing agreement.
Mr. Bush also talked about the moral responsibility of Americans to help people in need, but he emphasized that not all of Africa's stories are about conflict and failure. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
The police chief at Northern Illinois University says the campus had no warning. Gunman Steve Kazmierczak would shoot five people to death this past week. Chief Donald Grady says Kazmierczak was a former outstanding student at NIU, but he'd grown increasingly erratic over the past 2 weeks after discontinuing an unspecified medication. Others were surprised, such as former acquaintance Aaron Funsfin.
I couldn't say anything else other than being really shocked. I never would have expected it. When I knew him in class, he was a great student, very upstanding.
Dozens of candles have been lit at small memorials around the NIU campus. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton made a campaign stop at a defense contractor in Akron, Ohio yesterday. She discussed the loss of American jobs overseas. From member station WKSU, Karen Schaefer reports.
Accompanied by Ohio Governor Ted Strickland, Hillary Clinton briefly toured a Lockheed Martin research facility in Akron that makes guided missiles, high-altitude surveillance systems, and aircraft sensors. Speaking to several hundred employees, Clinton said America has been losing defense jobs to foreign contractors.
You know, the United States used to own the night. We invented night vision. We utilized it. We had a great advantage with it. Now it's not even produced any longer in the United States.
Clinton says she has a plan to reform U.S. trade policy and eliminate tax breaks for companies that outsource jobs. Ohio has lost more than 58,000 jobs since 2001, many of them to manufacturers overseas. For NPR News, I'm Karen Schaefer.
Clinton's Democratic rival, Barack Obama, has gained the endorsement of the Service Employees International Union with nearly 2 million members. This is NPR. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warns a lot of people are getting the flu, and in most states, the outbreak is widespread. While many people have gotten shots to ward off the illness, the CDC says the vaccine doesn't protect against more than half of this year's viruses. That's because some common flu viruses have significantly changed this year, and next year's shots should be adjusted. Major League Baseball spring training is underway in Florida and Arizona. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports, fans and players who were looking for warm sunshine in Phoenix have been met with rain.
It seems to be a rite of passage. It's supposed to be warm and sunny for the start of spring training in the desert, and more often than not lately, it's been chilly, cloudy, and wet. A dozen teams train here in the Phoenix and Tucson areas, among them the Chicago Cubs with their new high-profile Japanese right fielder Kosuke Fukudome, who was at the top of many teams' wish list during the offseason. As has been the case with other Japanese baseball players who come highly regarded to America, Fukudome's accompanied by scores of reporters from Japan. Last season, most of the media attention was focused across town, where the San Francisco Giants' Barry Bonds was faced with questions of alleged steroid use. Bonds was not re-signed by the Giants or anybody else in the offseason. He's been indicted by a grand jury for allegedly lying under oath about steroid use. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Alaska state troopers say two snowmobilers have died in an avalanche. A third person survived the snowslide. They were in a group of six people that were trapped about 70 miles outside Anchorage. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.